Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Welcome to another episode of The Wave Wire. My name is James, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Tim. Tim, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, James. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Tim. Living the dream. We're back for another DFS episode. It's fantastic to be back with the...
We love DFS.
It's good for, you know, All-Star break's fun and everything, but it's good to have the real NBA back and some opportunities to make some money. What do you reckon?
Absolutely, James. That's what we're here for. We're here to make everyone money.
Well, we've gone with a new revamped sort of... DFS update. We're not going to give you just straight must-have players. We've gone in-depth with a lot of the target games you should be looking to get players from, and just a lot of notes, and we've given you maybe four or five, six players every single day. So,
just makes it better for you.
More in-depth. Yeah. More in-depth. So you guys know exactly what's going on. And
gives you a better chance of winning.
Who you should be targeting. So, we'll kick it off now, but no Tool of the Week or DFS Player of the Week this week, Tim. There was no games, so we'll just be giving
Could pick a Tool of the Week.
From the All-Star.
Yeah, we could, but I mean...
But we're not going to.
Yeah,
because we're all about the NBA here, not about All-Star Weekend. It's just that it's all set up, Tim. It's all scripted anyway. So, new order of business, Tim. First off, we're going out with the Unique of the Week.
It's Jeremy Lin, James.
It is Jeremy Lin. We talked about this on the Locked On Fantasy with Josh Lloyd when we had our little episode up on Sunday night. I hope everyone checked that out. That was a fantastic episode with the King of Fantasy. But, Jeremy Lin was super productive before he came down with the hamstring injury, Tim. He was averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists a game. So that's, there's some pretty handy marks. He'll come in pretty cheap for DFS as he's missed a lot of game time.
Yeah, probably about 8,000 draft stars, I think.
So definitely worth a pickup, I reckon. Definitely worth a look around for the next week.
Yeah, but they say he's good to go. I'd say, James.
Yeah, they said he's good to go for the first game back.
Absolutely. That's good. That's what we like to hear. Now I'm going to move on to the value picks, points, and difference notes, because, you know, this is the new revamped order of the podcast. Just a little note here. We've got Channing Frye will be starting in Love's absence. I'm pretty sure people thought Derek Williams might be the go-to guy with Kevin Love going down with the surgery. And Channing Frye's actually been the one who's been starting lineup, and we're the one who... he's the one we think is going to be getting more of the minutes, even though... Williams does come in and play about 20 minutes, but we think that's his peak because he doesn't really do enough.
Yeah, he just gets a couple of dunks that LeBron puts on a platter for him, and that's about it. Not really much else.
Yeah, if you're thinking about a cheaper option from the Cavs, I'd go with Channing Frye, not with old mate Derek Williams.
He's still worth a look in some days. You never know. Channing Frye may get rested, may get a little bit tired, the old man. But make sure you're looking at the matchups to see. Channing Frye will probably perform better against the teams that are not as good as defending the three-point arc. So, yeah, there's that. Another note, Tim. Watch out for Sacramento and Denver players.
Yeah? Oh, absolutely. I have to agree here.
All the injuries. Sacramento was struggling on the wings and the guards. With McLemore was playing 35 minutes buddy a game.
That's why they were Sacramento no wings. Jack.
Exactly. With Garrett Temple and everyone else missing. And Ty Lawson. Malachi Richardson.
Garrett Temple, yeah.
So there was a lot of them missing out, so... So with Denver, Wilson, Chandler, Gallinari, Fareed, Arthur all out. So it really misses.
There was no front court whatsoever.
Yeah, so look, I don't think Hernan Gomez is going to be a viable DFS option.
No, absolutely not.
The All-Star break finishes up. So I'm definitely looking at, you know, returning to those, you know, your Wilson, Chandlers and Danilo Gallinari's as your, you know, first option rather than, you know, you're probably not going to be finding too much value there with those teams because they, I'm pretty sure all of them are coming back straight after the All-Star break. These teams should be good to go. All right, Tim. Let's go. It's no longer called must-have players, Tim. It's called the Daily Rundown now.
The Daily Rundown, is it?
Daily Rundown. All right, so we're kicking off this day, Tim. Portland versus Orlando. Two teams that don't play any defense. This should be a very high-scoring affair. And Portland also struggled to rebound, so keep that in mind. And I think that means it's a good day for Vucevic. And McCollum and Lillard should perform well against Orlando's lack of defense in the backcourt.
I think we have to say here Terrence Ross... probably stay away from in his first game.
Yeah, I'd like to see how he settles in probably before I look to him too much. He should still get around 25 minutes maybe.
But we don't know what his role is going to be like at the moment.
So I'd be,
a little bit wary on him until we're sure of his role, but you can never be sure of what's happening there in Orlando.
If you have to have a ping, I mean, go for it, but there's a lot of better options here.
Yeah, the Rockets are pretty bad at defending the center spot, Tim, so Anthony Davis should feast.
Oh, absolutely.
Against Clint Capella, that's a very good option there. I'd definitely be looking to fit him in a couple of my lineups. And
the Nuggets and the Kings, James. Going to be a super fast-paced game and out of control because the Denver team don't know how to play defense in the
last season. Yeah, so they just run. That's
exactly how Denver should play basketball. So that gives Nikola Jokic, Boogie Cousins, they're going to have an absolute battle and a half at the center spot. And Gary Harris, who, as I've talked about a fair bit, James, is my sleeper. He's going to be have a good chance to drop about 25 points, a couple of steals, a couple of three-pointers, shoots a good percentage, so it's perfect for your lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Gary Harris is a sneaky, good, cheap option there on Thursday. Moving on to Friday, Tim.
We're going with the Nets and Nuggets game because, again, the Nuggets are a high-scoring team.
The high-scoring team since December, start of December, Tim.
You've got to have them in your lineup. Like, you need to have a Nuggets player in your lineup. And especially against the Brooklyn Nets who don't play D. And actually, I think they scored the third highest total this year. The only team apart from Golden State to score over 140 this year.
No, Rockets have scored over 140, Tim. Maybe 137.
Yeah, you haven't scored over 140. Close. It's only the Nets. 143 they scored somehow. I don't know how. But Jerry Mulinda will be back, so, you know, could be the game, especially as Moutier decides to concede the most points.
Yeah, good pick there, Jeremy Lin, I reckon, because Denver can't defend point guards. Moutier is not the greatest, and Jimmy Nelson's not as quick as he used to be.
Jimmy Nelson hasn't been quick in about 4 years.
Yeah, Celtics-Raptors as well. Celtics struggle on the boards. It's been an issue for them this season. So Serge could make an impact, I reckon, in his first game in a Raptors uniform.
That's the problem, James. Serge's impact goes down from his time at Orlando. And what we saw at Orlando was he either scores 6 or he scores 40.
I reckon he scores 40 here against the Celtics.
Sure.
Big game coming up.
I mean, he will be playing up against the corpse of Amir Johnson.
Yeah, I reckon he's a handy... Definitely have a look at him. I think he won't have the same 30... Probably won't get 36 minutes a game like he was getting in Orlando, but I reckon he's still a very, very good option that day against the Celtics. Also, the Hawks team. They struggle to defend point guards as well. We've discussed this a lot. We generally look to target, the Hawks' backcourt defense. So we look at the teams they're playing. We generally like to target their backcourt. So Goran Dragic, the Heat are playing, matching up there. I reckon he's a very good option there against Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder can't deal with him there, and definitely worth a look. It's Goran,
especially because the Heat really needed that rest.
Yeah,
they had a 13 game win streak. Came back. Don't know what.
How lost many... the Sixers and they beat the Rockets.
So they went at 500 after that. That's pretty good for them. I mean, they've definitely changed their mindset now. Now they're looking for playoffs.
Yeah, so Dragic has definitely been the best player in the Heat. I don't think there'd be another one. Deion Waiters has been good. Goran Dragic has been the star of that team. He's keeping it all together, especially with Whiteside out injured. So he's always been one that I've been looking at in my DFS lineups. And I think you need to be looking at him again here, especially against Dennis Schroeder, really. He likes to attack and do not much else.
Yeah, Saturday, Tim.
We got Rockets Wolves because the Rockets again another high scoring team. Timberwolves another high scoring team. It's going to be a battle between Andrew Wiggins and Trevor Ariza, I think, here. Not something you would usually expect. You'd say James Harden here, but James Harden's going to get his points no matter what. Yeah. We know this. He's going to be dishing a lot more, especially because Ricky Rubio is actually a fairly good defensive point guard. Mm. Andrew Wiggins. He's probably going to have the scoring role, especially with Zach LaVine out. So Ariza will have the gig on Andrew Wiggins, I would say.
Yeah.
So it all depends if Wiggins can get off the leash here.
Yeah, he's been averaging 30 points a game since LaVine went out with the injury. So I'm definitely liking what Andrew Wiggins can do. Also, don't sleep on Eric Gordon, Tim. I think he's,
Timberwolves have the worst bench in the NBA.
Yeah, so definitely whenever... They're the least gone-to bench as well. They play the least minutes. So look for Eric Gordon, when the starters are pretty tired, he'll be playing his minutes. So I reckon he'll go ham against the Wolves.
Because, as we've said, they're the worst bench in the NBA. Scored the least points. Scored 22 points a game, they do.
Yeah, I think as well with the Knicks Sixers on that day too, Tim, I think it's a Carmelo game. Just seems, it's one of those games where he could take control, and I don't think there's really anyone from Philly he'll be able to stop him. So
goes OT?
Oh, no. Carmelo just balls out this time, I reckon.
Carmelo Ball's out?
Yeah, Carmelo Ball's out.
I think you have to have a look possibly at Embiid there if he comes, if he's back.
If he ends up playing.
Yeah, I think he's worth a look in that game.
Yeah, definitely. Joakim Noah, you know, even if he does play, he's not very good.
Hernan Gomez is not going to be able to deal with JoJo.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And this is the reunion of Dwight Howard and Orlando Magic. Always plays well against Orlando.
Always goes ham.
I'm pretty sure every single time he's played against the Magic we've got him this season, he's got around 50+. So you got to lock him in against the Magic. And also have a look at Payton, Tim.
Alfred Payton?
Yeah, there's a bit of a shocker here, but I reckon he's due against the Hawks. Poor point guard defense, like we said. I reckon he's due for a big one.
Oh, that's a good call, James. I think it's a sneaky good pick.
Yeah, is that one. Point of difference there.
All right, James, Sunday, who we got?
We're targeting the Blazers-Raptors game here, Tim. It just looks like another game that Serge can go big. You know, Portland very, very weak on the boards. That's why they brought in Nurkic. So, with Nurkic still not establishing himself and to the point where he's going to be playing 30 minutes a game, I think Serge should get off the leash here.
Well, I'll be targeting Yusuf Nurkic there, I think. I think as a cheapy option, probably about 6,000 to 8,000. I think that's his range, something in between there, because he definitely dropped after he copped a couple of DMP CDs back down there in the Nuggets.
Yeah, and who knows what happens with...
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Valanciunas, Dwayne Casey just treats him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how what Serge Ibaka's role is here, James. It's still up in the air. Because he will be the starting power forward.
Yeah, but I like him there against Portland. With Patrick Patterson still out for a little while, I think we can definitely look at Serge for a bit. But also, Hornets and Clippers, Tim. High-scoring affair. No Chris Paul. Means the Clippers will struggle, and Blake Griffin will be a good option here, I think. They run the offense through him, so he should be getting a lot of the ball. High usage, a lot of rebounds, assists, and points. Triple-double alert coming up.
Well, that's because there's no one else left on that.
Exactly.
Clippers deep. They got
what's DeAndre Jordan going to do?
You're not going to run your offense through DeAndre Jordan, and exactly. I don't think you really want Doc Rivers' son, as he should be known as, not as Austin Rivers, Doc Rivers' son, running that offense.
Yeah, Batum's also a good option for that game, I think, as well, Tim. They don't really have anyone who can match up on him too well and stop his... you know, he's one of those guys who doesn't really do everything too much. He just does a little bit of everything, so he'll... Just under the triple-double, that's where he
that's
seems
what we
to
like.
Lurk.
8 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, yeah. 4 steals, 4 blocks.
That's where he seems to lurk.
Gives
a lot.
You about 50 points.
Does a little bit of everything. So I'm happy with Nick Batum against the Clippers. That's a good matchup for him, I think.
You know what, James? I'm going to talk about Monday here because we've got the Rockets and the Pacers.
Yep.
Pacers aren't good away from home. We've established this.
Yeah, they're not good at all. And travelling on the west, on the road over to Houston, the furnace... Of the Houston Rockets, yeah.
The Furnace, right. I've never heard anyone call it that.
I'm going to call it that now.
You've coined the name, have you? Anyway, Pacers get absolutely smashed here.
Yeah, I reckon.
Absolutely hammered. So I'll be looking at Sam Decker.
Yeah, some good junk time minutes. The man, they do like to go to him a lot when, you know, the Rockets are up big. He's kind of the bridge between the, you know, the junk time people who are trash, like KJ McDaniels and Bobby Brown. You don't really get those minutes and, you know, the starters. So they like to leave him and Eric Gordon in there and Patrick Beverley, Ryan Anderson, James Harden. Clint Capella generally sit. Montrezl Harrell's probably not a bad option too there in that game.
So definitely look deeper into the Rockets value, not into the... I wouldn't be looking at the Pacers value. Yeah. CJ Miles would be one I'd avoid. That'd be my avoid of the day. Just purely because if he doesn't score, he doesn't do anything else.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Pacers are going to get a more than 90 points here. I think it's going to be a 40-point drubbing. By the Rockets.
Also like Miles Turner though, Tim. I know we said they'll probably get blown out and everything, but Miles Turner went bananas against Houston in the first meeting. Clint Capella just can't keep up with him. He's too agile and too strong in the post. Capella just can't stop him. So he's probably the only option I'd be looking at from Indiana.
And I think we're going to have a look at the Bucks and Cleveland Cavaliers game here, James. It's going to be really interesting for the fact that Michael Beasley is going to start at small forward here, or power forward. Depending,
playing a lot of minutes.
Depending where... It doesn't really matter what position they start in Milwaukee, because Giannis gets put in the point guard. It doesn't matter. Anyway. Michael Beasley will start. If he's playing against Channing Frye, I like that matchup quite a lot.
Yeah, I know. You could definitely control Channing Frye. Beasley just doesn't miss at the moment. Tim, just pull up from about anywhere. He's too fast for Channing Frye. Channing Frye's not incredibly mobile. He can still move around and everything, but Michael Beasley's, quick pull-up jumper from inside the three-point line just doesn't miss from there. And very good, cheap value option. Derek Williams also, Tim.
We did say there's only specific games where we'll be looking at Derek Williams, and this is purely because Milwaukee now, with the injury to Jabari Parker, going to the bench in their starting lineup, so they're a bit weak top end on the bench. They do have Greg Monroe, but I don't think I've ever seen him play a second of defense.
Yeah, Beasley doesn't play any defense either, Tim.
So there's definitely opportunities here for Derek Williams to get some rebounds, get some boards, and some points. Not so much the boards with Greg Monroe, because he'll be controlling the boards, but especially if he plays up against Michael Beasley, he's going to take every single rebound there.
Exactly.
So you could have him as a sneaky option, probably not looking for him to hit 30+, you're just looking for him to hit value at 3.5 times his value.
Yeah.
So, especially on the slate that's 6-7 games, which is most of these slates for the entire week after All-Star break, there's definitely some options that you can look at on the cheaper end just to hit their value.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just moving away from that, we'll go talk Celtics-Hawks. Isaiah Thomas, again, we talk about the Hawks. Point guard defending isn't really good. Isaiah Thomas, one of the best point guards in the league at the moment. And Dwight Howard will probably get every single rebound in this game.
Yeah, if the Atlanta Hawks get 60 rebounds, I'd expect Dwight to have 40 of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at him to go 40-40 here, I reckon.
40-40? Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, that's quite a lot of rebounds, but definitely look at Isaiah Thomas here.
Yeah,
because definitely. The king of the fourth, he gets to go on, especially what he gets to do is go on in the fourth quarter and just score. That's what he's been told to do. You can take the ball, you can be ball usage heavy, just shoot the ball, score, get us a W. Against Dennis Schroeder, he's not going to stop him.
Probably 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Tim Hardaway like.
Yeah. Well, Tim Hardaway might actually go off in this game too.
God, I hate that prick.
Well, because he destroyed Houston.
Yeah.
Hey, he's lit up a couple of times after, James. So it's not just Houston.
What a scrub. Anyway.
Tuesday.
Warriors-Wizards, Tim. Very fast-paced game. Look at Gortat. I reckon very sneaky option here.
Yeah, the Warriors...
JaVale McGee can't do anything.
The Warriors really do not like centers, James. Nikola Jokic took the absolute piss.
The big centers they can't handle, though. You know, those ones who crash the boards. Gortat does like a... I don't know. He's not exactly like a tormenting big. He'll,
He looks like a Disney villain.
Just
Marcin Gortat.
He does, exactly. But I reckon 15-15 is probably very achievable here for Gortat on that day.
That's... perfect 40 points.
Yeah.
I'll have it. I'll have it.
Definitely. Exactly. No, I think that's very attainable for Gortat, and I reckon he could sneaky value option there. And expect John Wall to have a good game, I reckon, against the Warriors. He seems to play well in the big games for the Wizards.
I actually want to talk about Kevin Durant here, James.
Yeah, you reckon?
Otto Porter, one of the better defenders in the league, we've been told. I don't think he stops Kevin Durant.
No chance.
Kevin Durant still scores 25 points. Still puts up 15 rebounds as well, if he feels like it. Because Kevin Durant seems to be getting a lot of rebounds recently. I'd say go 60 to 50 points, but not enough for you to consider him really at his value of 20,000.
Yeah, definitely. Give him a skip, I reckon. Too much price for what you get back. Unless he goes 50+, you really struggle to, make up the points to the other team. That's why Harden, when you take the risk on Harden, he comes out with 60, 70+, same with Russ. Same with Cousins, so you definitely need to be scoring 60+ points if you're on 20k.
Yeah, I don't think Kevin Durant gets it here, unfortunately. No. All right, James, I guess Blazers Pistons actually will go with the first. It'll be a fun game.
Andre Drummond should make his mark, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely, he should. So what, Yusuf Nurkic? He destroyed him when he was in Denver, he's going to destroy him when he's in Portland.
Exactly, Andre Drummond will be too much for them, Tim.
He's going to go 20-20 here. We've called it already.
Yeah, check back with us, because we're definitely doing that. We're definitely calling that 2020.
Lakers Hornets, James. Also going to be a good game. Julius Randle's one we haven't talked about in a long time. We're big fans of Julius Randle here. Missed a couple of games with pneumonia. And we're glad to have him back. I'm not sure if anyone else, but me and James are definitely glad to have him back. Julius Randle likes to put up 35 points in only about 10,000. So that's 3.5 times your value. Perfect.
Exactly, perfect. You know, gets the assists, gets the rebounds, gets the points. He's playing his best basketball when he's looking like a triple-double threat, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also looking at Kemba Walker here. He's definitely a good option in this matchup. Lakers don't play much defense. D'Angelo Russell plays none. Lou Williams. Yeah. Lou Williams doesn't even get back to the half court by the time the possession's finished.
Doesn't know what a defense is.
So definitely look at Kemba Walker here. All right, James, on to the final day of the week here, Wednesday.
Lots of games, Tim. Lots to choose from here. Cavs-Celtics have some very high scores. I like the matchup for Al Horford. Tristan Thompson's not going to be able to defend his little, you know, jump shots around the mid-range, and I think that's where we'll score a lot of points against the Cavs.
Also, Nuggets-Bucks is a very, very good game to watch here. Jokic is going to destroy John Henson if he even plays a minute. Because they decided to change up their centers, and it could be Greg Monroe, could be John Henson, started Roy Hibbert. Anything could happen here, James.
Yeah, anything's a chance here, Tim. But Jokic, do you know what's a stable through all this? Jokic destroying all of them.
Yeah, Jokic goes ballistic because Magic Jokic, James. Yeah. Magic Jokic.
Can't stop him. Griffin, Tim, will be unstoppable against the Rockets. The Rockets
don't
don't like the big power forwards. And one with passing ability would just be too... Ryan Anderson, what's he going to do, Tim?
Turnstile.
Yeah, exactly, turnstile.
Tickets, please, straight through.
Yeah, look for Griffin to be on the highlights on SportsCenter, I reckon. Tim, you're going to be dunking all over Ryan Anderson.
And we're also looking at Raptors-Wizards here. It'll be a huge clash, especially for that spot in the East. Wizards are now ahead of the Raptors in the East, James.
Yeah, all fighting for that second seed behind with the Celtics as well. So, definitely some good competition over there in the East, finally. And this should be a good matchup for John Wall and Bradley Beal, Tim.
Should be a good matchup for Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan as well. This is going to be a backcourt game.
Battle of the backcourts. Maybe Serge Ibaka goes off, Tim. You never know.
James Johnson could also be good value against the 76ers, James.
Yeah, definitely. We're liking what that man's doing off the bench recently, Tim. We're a big fan of James Johnson.
And our final play of the day is Cousins. He's going to give Brook Lopez all he can handle, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Brook Lopez doesn't play much defense, Tim, so...
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
DeMarcus Cousins put him in the spin cycle, I reckon.
Yeah. Just a final note, just something I've noticed. When people have sent me their lineups for DFS for a particular day, I get, let's just say I get angry when people send me a lineup, say there's like 8 games in the day. It's a fairly big slate, 8 games. And they've gone top-heavy talent and bottom-end talent. So they've gone 5... In draft types, they've gone 5,000s and they've gone 20,000s. That's probably one of the worst ideas you can have in an 8-game slate because there is so much middle value.
Yeah, exactly. There's too much value in the middle there.
I can name 4 Denver players right now. Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Kenneth Faried, and
Eric Gordon, Patrick Beverley, Trevor Ariza.
All of them about 10,000. These are all
players who can score 40 points.
And they're all 10,000.
Yeah, so if you make a mistake on your, you know, 17,000...
Or you're 20,000.
You're fucked.
Yeah, or if your 5,000 decides to get 5.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
So, guys, just when you're sending me a team, I don't want to see a team that isn't mid-range value, really, on a big slate, because there is so much deep value in those.
On the small slates, you can go there.
Yeah, on the small slate, on a 4-game slate, yes, go for that option, because there usually isn't a lot of middle-end talent. But on an 8-game plus, you shouldn't be going high and low.
Absolutely.
Right, guys. I think this brings us to the end of our DFS podcast for the week. Hope you like the new rundown.
Yeah, the new revamped daily rundown. So hopefully, that's giving you enough information to, you know, win, beat all your mates, beat people you don't know as well, take all their money. You better take people's money you don't know.
But don't take our money.
Don't take our money. But you can't take our money unless you're Australian. But thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you again very, very soon.
The only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How.